Baker Mayfield, undraftable, off my board.
The Cleveland Browns select Baker Mayfield.
Hi guys, welcome in to this new edition of Chalk Talk, where we are going to have a new offensive side of the perspective, where we are going to talk about receiving, route tree concepts, all of that stuff. If you have missed, we did not do it last week, but we did it the week before and the week before that, where we talked coverages. If you want to go back and learn about coverages, myself, John Stephenson, who's going to be on here in a second, we talked about odd coverages, cover one, cover three, man free. And then we talked about open coverages, even coverages, cover two, cover four, cover six a little bit. Ton of stuff to learn there. If you want to understand what's going on Sundays, why the Browns are doing something well or why they're missing something, it's important to watch this stuff, in my opinion. Or if you're listening to the podcast, I think you can get something from it on a podcast perspective, but I'd like to think you need the visual sometimes, and that's what we're trying to do, is provide you with some sort of visual to understand some of the things that are happening on the field. We are going to talk, like I said, we're going to go through the whole route setup, the route tree from a basic perspective. And again, this stuff really varies from place to place. And I can't say that enough, that certain things that are at the NFL level are not even remotely being taught at the college level sometimes, or even down, especially down to the high school level. So I think it's really an important thing to understand that there's going to be varying levels to all of this stuff, and we're going to try to teach you as simple a way as we can possibly teach you. We're going to welcome in John Stephenson, who's going to go through this with us. John, how are you?
Doing great, Jake. Thanks for having me, as always, man.
Yeah, let's do it. So we are going to go, and we're going to talk pretty simplistic route tree stuff to go first. So I'm going to try to pause this thing here, and we're going to go through a route tree. Now, from a young age, okay, you're taught as a wide receiver there are going to be routes that you're going to run. They have simplified this route tree stuff, and it's been in a number system in air raid offenses dating back to Hal Mumme's development. You can track it all the way back. I mean, this goes way back when spread air raid concepts started. There's a number system for these things. So I wanted to put, you know, there's the right side, is the general graphic, the name of the route, but I also wanted to have another graphic here posted with the numbers. So some teams' playbooks, and again, if you have not, we also did way back when kind of a general huddle structure and play calling in the huddle, how that stuff comes together. If you're interested, it's a ton of information in there about how that stuff works at the NFL level. And really, it tracks all the way back to your younger levels. I can tell you, you know, in the huddle, it's always been, you know, the formation, motion, concept, run or pass, the concept of it, and then the snap cadence. It's always been that way. I don't know who started it, but that's always been that way for me, tracking through every level. Now, with routes and what we're specifically talking about today, there is a number system that came into place that some places use. Now, not all places call it, like some teams would call it doubles right, 454, or what they would number the routes outside in or inside out. I did not play in any offenses that did it that way, but some have done it to simplify how pass concepts are labeled. So you would hear, like if you heard, for example, curl flat, you would hear somebody say maybe 14 is the route concept because it's a one and a four and it works its way. Have you coached in any offenses, John, or maybe you communicate this with your players? Because some teams, communication, wide receiver coach to wide receivers, will be like, they'll call it a bang eight or something like a post. They'll call a post an eight route. They use the numbers just to communicate about the routes. Now, the route concepts might have names. They talk about routes when that discourse goes on. They'll talk about numbers for these things sometimes. I didn't come up that way. I didn't play in any systems that way. Have you coached, or did you find yourself in any of those?
Yeah, so our current wide receiver coach, current offense I'm in, uses this Don Coryell or Eric Royale route tree. Yeah. So going back to Husifer, he was a big Coryell guy.
He was.
Came out of the offense, him and Sid Gilman and so on. But yeah, so we do use this route tree. It's similar. going over it here. The only difference is for us, A1 is a hitch. We kind of break trend there. If you look at the numbers, you notice that the odd number routes are outside breaking, the even number routes are inside breaking, and a hitch does break inside, but we don't have a flat on our tree. But other than that, yeah, this is how we coach up the kids, the freshmen, when they come in here. In fact, for the last 6 weeks, that's all we've been doing, just every single day, at least on the offensive days, working with the young cats, just going through the route tree, 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. Now, when it comes to the play calls, those are all concept-based. We'll have a name for them. Some that you've heard of, some everyone knows, like mesh or, curl flat. Others will have state names. Like we have a play called Florida, city mm-hmm. names, just on and on and on. So sometimes we're describing the play more conceptually, and sometimes we'll have tags on it where maybe you add a rate. Like maybe you're running mesh and then you want to tag the tailback wheel. So you'll make the call and then you'll add T-wheel to it. So, I've never been involved with an offense that uses the number system, like going to airport, like a 5-5-2-5 post swing, or let's see, I think the Bang 8 came from there as well. So
it did for sure.
So before I keep rambling too much more, back to you.
no, this is what's weird about football, is how these things come together, and this route tree stuff has been talked around forever, but like the thing about the NFL is these routes get adjusted so much, and there's so many more routes than are on this tree. So we're going to go through all the routes on this tree, but I just wanted to put up another tree which showed you some of the crazy differences, and just there's so many different routes. Like, look at this. Some teams call it, like, they'll call a spot route, they'll call a stab route, they'll call drag routes, they'll call a dart, which if you see here, dart will run up and across, and there's a teaching point to it. I could have put a Kyle Shanahan playbook in front of you, but there's so much. There's just so much.
Oh, yeah. So
it's a little confusing.
So that we both, Jake and I both have a 2018 San Francisco 49ers offensive playbook, and as part of that, they include an entire PDF. I'm just going through each and every route, and it's just crazy how many. I'd say there's 50, 60, 70 on that list.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And they'll add to it, and they'll be like in-season new routes they'll put in, based on the stem release. Like if you look at this bench route, which, some people call a basic 10-yard out a sail, but if you talk about a bench route, you're talking about a 5-yard stem. You're hitting 5, you're planting vertical and rolling it 10 to 12. And it's like, okay, that's a completely different route. It's just a lot. There's a lot of things you can do. A slice route, which is pushing vertical, running down the stream. If you think back to that Odell Miami touchdown, what was that, 2019? He catches that ball in the left corner of the end zone. That was on a slice route, pushing vertical, running through the safety's numbers. So, I mean, there's a lot of these. And I don't want to get you guys lost in the weeds about all these different routes, but – we're going to teach you the basics, but man, I don't want you to watch something on Sunday and be like, well, I've never seen that one before, because there's a lot we can't cover here. There just is.
Yeah. So, there's a ton of detail.
Yeah. Let's look at some of the basics. This is just a flat route. I want to highlight each time we're going to highlight the receiver we're paying attention to. This is just a little pick concept here. Might be double slants with the slide to the flat, which is a concept the Browns ran a lot last year, because if you recall, they ran something similar when Minka Fitzpatrick picked off that ball in Pittsburgh, ran it back for a touchdown. The same, they came back to this concept in the playoffs, and Baker finally read it right and let Minka jump up forward and hit Jarvis right behind him, if you recall, for a touchdown. So pretty similar. But we're just looking at the simplistic route here. So this is Jarvis Landry, who's sliding in motion. Right?
Yeah, so this was a go ahead. No, oh, so say this was a 4th-and-2. I believe this is a 4th down, and they're running this concept because they're anticipating some type of man coverage.
And so this is what's beautiful. Running. Watch the Bengals here, 24. This guy sliding. Watch these two run into each other and get frustrated. Throws his hands up, pouting. That's what you want. You want to create some last-second confusion, right? And you guys, coach John, your DBs, you're either sticking with it or you passing. What's easier for you, passing this or sticking, trying to run the route over top of it to try to beat them to the
side? No, we'd have to stick with this. So when we get motion from one side to the other, we can do something called spinning, which, without getting into too much detail, it's a way of essentially the safety's exchange roles, or whoever has the guy that starts in motion, he becomes the middle of the field safety. The middle of the field safety takes that guy. Gotcha. But with the way this is working, we call this lock and level. So you're going to lock onto your guy, but we're going to stand at different levels. So when this exact situation happens where they're trying to use those slants to create a pick or a rub, you know, one guy's running under, one guy's running over.
Yeah, you would ideally like him to maybe run the route over top and beat him to the spot right here. That's a tough. Yeah. It's tough. That's why coordinators run it.
Yeah, he's going to have to with the two on the ball right there. And the reason they have two on the line of scrimmage there is because I think it's a tight end. Contacts aren't in, but yeah, tight end there. He's not even really trying to run her out. He's just trying to get him away. They know they're going to Landry before they snap the ball, particularly when they motion him and they see that man coverage. It's schemed up.
Yep, perfect. Bottom of the screen, just a basic hitch route. This is, I believe, week 14, that Monday Night Football game. Hitches typically are going to push to 7. Sometimes teams will dictate them and call them a 6-5. You're definitely driving back inside. You're going to turn to the inside, work back to the quarterback. Football should be a timing throw from your quarterback, should be on him when he comes out of the break, because quarterback's eyes right here are reading this corner, right, typically. If he bails, which he does, you know, throw your hitch. It's a simple throw. You know, typically we're going to talk smash route a little later. You're going to get some sort of push vertical in a corner, which you're putting a pressure on this player right here, your cornerback, to make a decision. If he's in coverage that requires him to bail and sit under it, then just take your hitch route. I mean, this is football 101. This is a concept. Smash is run at every level. I mean, even teams that are spread teams in high school are running it in middle school. So we're going to talk about some stuff that is not run at younger levels, but this is definitely one that is run at younger levels, and it's easy on quarterbacks. It's harder as you get older. John, I'm sure you can attest to this, because these guys right here, this corner is so fast and shifty, and he can hit. Mm-hmm. He can put his foot in the ground, and they can ultimately cover both. Like, he can tease you and then jump it. You know, if it's a slower kid, go ahead.
Oh, well, what you do is you teach that player to take away two routes, one with his take away one route with his body and one route with his eyes. So yeah, but looking at Smash specifically, what he wants to do is when he sees that hitch, he's gonna look and find number two, and he's gonna sort of sink downfield to make that a tougher throw. So it can, at least if they're in zone, so he can kind of cushion, you know, the corner out if it's coming, and then he's gonna take away that hitch route with his eyes. Like generally the defense doesn't mind when the ball goes down low like that. Going back to when we talked about the Browns cover 3 base several weeks back, that's your kill zone. You got your no cover zone. The first 5 yards, you're letting the ball go down, you're going to rally and tackle.
So. Well, here we typically teach kids to turn outside. Kareem just makes a judgment call, turns inside, which, you know, if corners coming up through all these years are used to an outside turn on any hitch route, you play that outside turn and watch what happens here. He plays it. What happened? Marlon Humphrey gets beat. I mean, it's just like, you know.
I don't know if Kareem wanted
to do that or not, but that's, you know.
A lot of teams will turn inside on their hitches. So they'll bring it back in like 45, or they'll do sort of this is more of a new age hitch, but instead of you know, like pressing vertical and then coming back at a 45-degree angle, it's almost like they twirl when they're making the break.
Work inside toward the football and kind of push that upfield. Yep, this is simple slant top of the screen, touchdown to Odell. This is nice timing. Watch how patient Odell is here at the top of the screen again. Try to make my mouse larger so you can see it. Play action, be patient, don't burn it inside too quick. Watch the stutter at the top, sells it, boom, inside, easy touchdown. I mean, that doesn't get any easier than that at the NFL level. So that's what is that, number 3, right?
Yep.
I think that's a 3 is a slant. Mm-hmm. Then we look at that's 2. Sorry, we did 2-1. Some route trees do 1 as a flat, 1 as a hitch. So
I included both. We looked at a flat, just in case.
For the sake of time, we didn't have a ton of time to do comebacks. Comebacks can be taught at different levels of the field. Some teams teach them 18 to 15. Some teams teach them 15 to 12. It depends on down and distance sometimes. This is a little out and up comeback. There's a name for this. I can't remember it off the top of my head. You're selling, you're out, turning up. It's a double move. You can see I should highlight the receiver I'm talking about here. So Jarvis at the bottom of the screen. This is back in 2018, okay? I cannot think of the name. It's pretty popular in the NFL level. It's not coming to me. But he's selling out and up, which is a double move concept that we see a lot in the NFL. And then he's sticking it at 18. Ball's out. Quarterback has to be on time. Back to 15. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Yeah, it's a man's throw.
Do you know the name of that off the top of your head? There's a name for it. I just can't remember that.
I just call that a comeback.
Yeah. Can't think of it. Anyway, the big thing about comebacks is quarterback has to read it. He has to throw with anticipation. So before he even gets to his 18, I bet Baker has this ball out before his feet. He should have the ball out quick. I mean, Baker's got a live enough arm that the ball is going to get there right now, but you got to throw with anticipation. If it's late, it's going to be picked off or knocked down. It's got to be down and away toward the sideline, okay? We are probably looking at Odell here. I think we're talking curl, so bottom of the screen here. I just move that all over the place. Okay, so right down here, curl. Some teams teach it 12 to 10. Some teams teach it 10 to 8. It depends on the concept. Just driving to your point. He's getting to 12, right? Balls. I think Case Keenum's in the game at this juncture.
Yeah, this is the first game.
Yep. So this is a
at this point.
Yep. So this is just a simple, and it's curl flat, which we're going to talk about this concept. If you watch Rashard, he's just chipping and releasing to the flat. You know,
yep. West Coast classic. Call it Hank. Yep.
Yes, sir. So we're going to drop here, drop the hips at 12, work back. If the ball's on you, I mean, he's just going to get enough for what he needs. It's a first and 10, 12-yard gain. Let's see what we have here. We might have a – we have a some people call the sale. Just what is it termed on the sheet? We're going to go back to 110. I'll jump us back, guys. Sorry. They just call it an out here. I mean, yeah. Some people call it a sale. What do you have any other vernacular there used for that one?
An out or a sale.
Okay. 8 to 10 is usually what the roll is. Jarvis does a little inside stem. I should point out who he is. He's right here. Let me see if I can highlight him here. Okay. All right. We'll talk a little bit more when we talk sale concept and flood. It's a popular flood route that will be used to flood at levels of the field. Little stem rolls at 8 to 10. Quarterback, again, has to anticipatorily throw this football. Ball's out before Jarvis's head is around. You can see Baker's loaded up. The ball's out. Boom. It's on him. Give him a chance to get upfield and create some yards after catch. Pretty simple throw. Here we have Odell. Have him in the point of trips here, okay? He's going to run a dig route. He's going to drive vertical, push to 10. He's turning it inside. Quarterback's reading leverage here, unless he gets man indicator, which based on this pre-snap, you're not getting any man indicators. So he's reading leverage here.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
So once he clears here, you can see the window come open. If 54 squats and hook here and sits on the dig, what are you throwing? Stick route right here, right? Pretty easy throw. Ball's out a little late here. Ball should be out already. He's a little late and a little behind him, but completion's made. Good thing it was behind him or 48 was taking his head off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
I think we have a corner route concept here. Now, again, corner routes are – depends on the general point of a corner route is you get from here vertical to here on a corner. Now from this point you can push inside heavily and come back. You can make it a quick corner route where you're stabbing and going. There's variations to this thing. You can make it a corner post corner. You can get all kinds of crazy. And at the NFL level they do. This one is just a very hard stem inside and then getting back to the corner as this play takes a while to develop because, if you recall, this is a reverse pass from Jarvis Landry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think in this offense they call this a circus route. A lot of teams will also call this, when you've got the number one running it, they'll call it a burst corner.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll call it
– I had a friend of mine on from the CFL, plays quarterback up there, and he had a different name they called it. I cannot remember it for – I was thinking about it when I was cutting this clip up, and I cannot remember it. But these things vary. It's different playbooks call them different things. It's all about, do you know what they call it in your offense? So exactly. I think this is our bang eight right here off the hard play action roll, right? I think we need to highlight Rashard Higgins at the top of the screen if I can get to the right point. Here. Sorry, man. I can only get it as clear as the NFL.com will allow me to get it. Their bandwidth gets all stretchy, and sometimes it's not crystal clear. So play action, sell it. You see the hard stem inside from Higgins. Watch his first five steps. I bet are going to be inside. One, two, three, four, five. Pushes vertical. So off of this. Boom. He might give a quick shoulder fake outside and get to that corner post and get back in. You know, you want to sell that corner that he's got to keep honest outside. Mm-hmm. I think we do here, I have to recall. Oh, yeah, he pushes him outside for a split second.
A lot of teams will call that a rocker step. You do it for a corner post, post corner. Yep, put his hips opposite the break.
Quarterback has got to give it some air, put him out in front of him, give him a chance to go get it. The fake is nice here. It sells everybody. Plenty of time to set up and throw. It's pretty tough, though, because Baker's working back away from it, has to turn the hips real quick and put it, honestly, put it back on the opposite hash. Not an easy throw.
Not at all. That's a good ball.
It's a good catch.
Given his body platform.
Especially given... Yeah, given the weather in this game too, to get that ball out there is a nice indication. Now we're gonna do a couple clips here of fades and stuff. It's interesting. You can call them fades. Some people call them goes. We call them takeoffs. It's whatever you want to call smoke. I've heard it called a smoke route. I've heard it called a bunch of stuff. You're just outside vertical. I mean, that's how we taught it. However you want to get there, if you're hitting them with a different release, chop, you go, you're getting outside vertical. Some, you know, there's going to be teaching points. We want it three from the sideline. We want you to split the numbers in the sideline depending on what your alignment is and what the scheme is. But the point is you're pushing vertical, you're getting outside, and your quarterback needs to put it on you outside. He needs to keep it outside, drop it in a bucket, and let you go make a play on it. Now, this is one of the best catches I saw all year from Rashard Higgins right here. And I love the Browns did this. And I talked about it during snap count stuff, John. I know you weren't with me. You're on vacation. But teams are going to more of this touch snap where the second the center puts his hand on the ball, they're snapping it. Watch how the defense just isn't prepared.
Yeah, they're not set.
I love it, man. It's a huge thing in the NFL last year. There's just touch snapping because, you know, you get all set up and his guard. The popular thing is the guard is tapping the center now when the quarterback's ready. But yeah, just again to the point of what the route is, outside release, and that's a hell of a catch, man. And you know, Baker gives him a chance here, but this is Rashard Higgins doing the work. It's usually off a three-step drop. Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing catch.
One of the great timing too.
Yeah, DPJ had a week 14 catch against the Ravens on a simple fade. Beautiful catch. This was in the playoffs early in the game. Just again, outside release, get vertical, win outside, boom, that inside step. Quarterback drive. That's where you want it. We used to call it three from the sidelines. Put it right on his outside shoulder. Keeps it away from the DB as best you can. It's literally putting a trash can out there and trying to throw it in the trash can. It's just fade route stuff. And even on the end zone, you're trying to put it on the back pylon. You're just trying to put it into place to let your guy go get it. And that's
there. It's going out of bounds. One of the two.
Yes. What is it, the content? Us or nobody is what the thing is.
There. Yeah.
If you play teams like Baltimore who say, we're going to blitz the hell out of you, but we're going to give away indicators that we're going to play man, I hope Cleveland does more of this next year, which is, hey, let's call a slot fade with this big SOB number 85 and let him just go work outside and go get the football. It's very simple. Again, some routes will have a hitch tied with it. I believe the bottom of the screen from Higgins, you'll get a hitch tied. Was it Hank? Is that what they – or Haas? Haas? I think it's Haas, right? Haas with a wide juke in the middle too, or what is Haas?
It's hitches from the outside, seams from the number twos, and then you got the juke route coming from the number three or the tailback. But New England Patriots are famous for that when they run it out of empty. I think they ran it like three times in a row, one of the recent Super Bowls. They run the heck out of it. They made a lot of money with that over the year.
Tough to cover. And I mean, if you got a guy at number two, Gronk or 85 here, and Njoku, who can go get the football. As I have to adjust my screen preferences to get this thing to go out of our face, I apologize. There's probably somebody who's smarter at Apple for me about locking this toolbar on the bottom of the screen. I don't know how to do it yet, so I don't know. I'm struggling. Anyway, just let him go get it. Outside shoulder again. David goes up, makes a hell of a catch. I should rewind it from the start. Hitch by the outside. He knows he's not getting the football. You can watch Jarvis's route at the bottom of the screen. He's not stupid. He knows what the matchup is. Put it on him. Go get it. Nice catch. Hopefully they do more of that with him next year.
Knock on wood.
Now, double moves. Yeah, knock on wood. Now, double moves. I wanted to put this one in there because it's one of the filthier ones I've ever seen. This is at the 10-yard line. So imagine how dangerous you have to be to get somebody to bite on a curl like this at the 10-yard line. It's ridiculous. Just a ridiculous double move. I mean, I know you can't see the coverage, but man, that's a hard bite on a simple stab curl. And double moves are tough, though, right? I mean, your DBs, that's probably the hardest thing to cover. And there's variations. There's out and ups. There's stop and go, hitch and goes. There's
sluggos.
You know, there's sluggos. Sluggos are slant and go is a sluggo is a name that we shorten that, and it's just kind of changed over the years. Their double moves are, I would say, you answer this, John. Is it the hardest thing for your DBs to handle, or double moves?
It's up there. It's up there, particularly when we're in man coverage. And if it's set up well, you know, if you have a, let's say you hit a couple hitches on a guy. So when he sees a hitch that third time, he's ready to drive on the ball, and then boom, hitch and go.
Yeah, they're just so hard, man, because you play in so much anticipation at DB, trying to jump plays, make a play on it, and then he's by you, and it's hard, especially a guy like Odell who can go from stop right there and boom, he's back to full speed right now. I mean, the difference is guys at each level, they take time to build up. He doesn't take time to build up. And then we have a long, I think we call this a stick route. Stick routes can vary based on the offensive concepts. This is Jarvis. The Browns ran this against the Redskins, I believe, in like a 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, maybe longer. They ran this effectively all year. Odell ran it. I think this one is, like I said, Jarvis. You're pushing vertical, stabbing at the first down marker, and getting back to the quarterback, giving him your numbers. And
yeah, right to the sticks.
Yep. Everyone's so let's talk concepts. There's a lot of these. We tried to pick some ones that are pretty popular. Curl flat, pretty generic. I found a bunch of different team stuff on this. So we'll shout out anybody who I pulled some of these from. So this is Eagles. Fran Duffy is the guy who came up with. He does great. I would say the Eagles do some of the best team scripted film stuff out there.
I think they do the best in the game. Yeah,
because they work directly with the coaching staff. Yeah, they do they work with the coaching staff. They put out what they can. And Fran does a great job. He's an Eagles employee. This is a simple showing stem release, just curl flat, getting back. I think their depth here is 12 to 10, sitting in that window against zone coverage, right?
Yep. So this is a West Coast classic. Bill Walsh, they call it Hank. So you'll generally get mirrored curl flat routes on each side, and then you'll get an over the ball route from the number 3.
There it is. And that's exactly what we get here. Pretty easy for a quarterback. Easy throw.
Yeah, it's a zone killer. You're going to stretch that that buzz defender. If he gets depth, throw the flat. If he gets width with the flat route, throw the curl.
Yep.
Right in the window he vacates.
Yep.
Simple.
There's some wins on the Colts this year. We'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. Now we got mesh here. This one came from I forget his name. He writes on Green Bay. Can't think of it off the top of my head. I apologize to him. He's one of the better Packers writers I've seen. This is just mesh. Mesh is a very popular concept where you're shallow crossing down here. You're trying to get teams in man-to-man and pick them, or you're trying to get confusion in zone. Teams have gotten even crazier. The Chip Kelly mesh started to become real popular where you would have a set of that stick route right over top of the quarterback settling right in the middle. Because what happens is you get eyes chasing the two. If you get zone, right? You get man, you can oftentimes, find a way to beat it. One of your mesh routes is going to rub a guy open. You're going to run defenders together, whatever. Teams started saying, okay, how do we combat zone? Well, if we have these two crossers going, eyes are going to be chasing these crossers. Let's sit a guy right over the quarterback's face, too. And man, does this stuff work pretty well. The Browns ran it a ton with Freddie Kitchens, and it worked well for the most part.
Oh, at Ohio State under Urban Meyer, they ran the Chip Kelly version, and then with that, in this case, because we're in the red zone, that over the ball route right there isn't very deep, but he'd sit it at like 15 to 18 yards. They bang that thing all the time.
It sure would. And this is the point. You got an over and under. You always communicate who's over, who's under. Mount Union ran mesh all the time.
Everyone runs mesh. Oh, everyone's got it in the playbook.
Except for when I was playing, we didn't run it enough. That's for damn sure. But we played teams that ran it, and Mount used to run it like crazy. Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, it just takes one guy chasing right here, and, you know, the window's pretty damn open.
Yeah. You'll see a lot of wheel routes as well. You'll see the tailback tagged on wheel routes there, particularly like some people run it with what's called a bench route, like a 10 to 12 yard out to the tailback side. Then other teams, they'll turn that into a post they'll sort of drain out the coverage with that post route, and then they'll slip the tailback behind on a wheel. Always a nice little shot play.
There it is one more time without the draw ups. Yeah, I mean, because you have these basic concepts and teams start to know them, and then you can start doing things off of them, right? Like, that's the fun stuff, is when you're like, okay, they're a heavy drive team on third and long. Mm-hmm. Well, this is something they'll do. You'll run a double route from number three here instead of the traditional dig route, you know? So this is back in 2018. The Browns run it down on the goal line here. You'll watch Jarvis run under, and I think this is – help me out. He is with
– boy.
He was with tennis or the Texans last year. Oh God, Darren Fells.
There you go, Darren Fells.
Yep, couldn't think of it off the top of my head.
Call.
Yeah, Andy says mesh is one of his favorite plays on Madden. Listen, Madden has gotten really good at including real concepts. I'll give them credit.
Oh yeah, they have cool playbooks.
Yeah, they have done a nice job. So this is the read you're trying to read invert over the middle of the field here. Now Baker's a little patient on this one, if I recall, and hits the next window. So he could get this ball to Jarvis, but you understand as he gets this ball here, you got a backer ready to drive on it. So the window that gets open is right here.
Yep.
But create the high low. Baker waits because I think that's Jesse Bates at the top of the field here. is doing a nice job reading Baker's eyes, and he's starting to drive middle of the field to jump it if it's late.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he waits, he pushes out right, and once he does that, Bates never sees Fells, and then it's a back of the end zone touchdown. Yeah. There you go. See it from the end zone view. 57 does a nice job squatting. Patient with a nice ball. Easy enough. Now, smash. This is fun. I have a video from when I was at the Browns game. I don't know why in 2018 I took a video of this play, but this is me up in the upper deck way back before I was covering them where I needed to not be at games. But this is the simple stuff here, which is some teams now, if you're in a bunch set, you're not going to hitch up right here. You know, it's silly. You want to push wide. Either you're going to do a Some teams would do these wide hitches at the high school level. Some teams will do just a 3-5 roll, 4-6, whatever depth you want to teach it at. And then that puts the same sort of lateral press on a decision maker.
Mm-hmm.
You get a corner out here over top. And I think here the Browns check, release, chip, and then settle. We used to do this too in college all the time. We would just have that easy little check down there if we wanted to use it.
Yeah, you'll also see, particularly in this offense, they'll run a little thinner, a 5-yard in route or under route from the from the number one there. He'll sort of he'll turn inside and then he'll continue moving until he finds a hole, kind of just settle down. It's a late check.
Yep. Pretty easy read for the quarterback. Corners down the whole way. Never even sells any sort of commitment to the back here or to the corner route. Anything behind him, it's just. Getting open, create separation, which Higgins does, and put it on him.
Yeah, it's a good ball.
Pretty simple.
Honey hole.
Now, back to Ohio State. We were talking earlier. This is spot, right?
Yep, spot or snag.
People call it different variations. You typically hear it called spot or snag. You're just getting a flat little inside stick. You're going to settle it. Typically five. Could be taught a little longer with a corner route over top. And you're just reading invert, right? What's this overhang doing? Maybe he's just playing. I'm trying to see if this is going to play. Here we go. Okay, he chases. Is the corner biting? If the corner's biting, you got a chance to go over top to the corner route. It's an easy throw, man. Some of these are just meant to, and it's a great goal line concept, too. Really good goal line concept.
Yeah, you could run it out a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
It's this is a classic example of a triangle read where you've got three receivers making that triangle, so you end up with two different stretches. Between the snag route and the flat route, you've got your horizontal or sort of side-to-side stretch, and there's your triangle. And then between your flat route and your corner route, you've got a vertical stretch, depending on, again, the defense you're getting and so on, and how you want to read it that week, who you want to target. And yeah, this is another one that's in everyone's playbook.
It is a very popular concept.
In fact, as we're talking about Ohio State, Braxton Miller's touchdown against Virginia Tech where he pulled the 360, that was on snag. He was on the corner out.
It was. I forgot about that. Dagger concept, which is you're going to get number two pushing vertical, and you're going to get a dig route that runs underneath that vertical push. Quarterback's reading safety. What does the safety do? Where does he chase? Where do the eyes go? Nice cover three concept because you can push him out of the way and have a nice vertical stretch, and that opens a window, and you can see this window here from the top of the screen. I should draw it up for you guys real quick. Get a push here. The dig route that runs underneath it. I think that's Jarvis. I think you get the back late.
Five down low. Yep.
Yep. Let's play it.
This is a two high killer as well, particularly cover four. You clear out the that play side safety with that seam route from the number two. Then you got the corner trying to chase that dig route, breaking late inside. And then again, you use like a flat route or a shallow route or something to control the underneath defender. So you got the cushion, and then you just drop the ball down in between. Get huge throwing windows there.
You do. That's a good point. Some concepts are designed to beat certain coverages. Some concepts can handle all coverages, you know. Flood, we're going to talk Flood here. There's so many variations of Flood. You can switch the routes from number two and number three, sell him immediately to the flat, push him to the out route, or, you know, sail, or whatever you want to call it. What do they call that? Again, we said it earlier. I'm forgetting it off the top of my head. Not as a matter all too much. Just an out route. That's what we'll label it as. This is Denver under Scangarello, which is a similar offense 2 years ago to what Cleveland runs. He's a disciple. You got a vertical outside, flat from the back, occupying shallow, and then a 10-yard out from your tight end. You're creating three levels of stress on the defense.
Mm-hmm. And court,
short, so. Intermediate. Go ahead. Long.
I would say that NFL defensive coordinators call these concepts OVSs, for outside vertical stretch. And you hit the nail on the head. It's a three-level read. You're going to have your vertical, your intermediate, and your flat route. And you're looking to stress defenders, stress the intermediate guys. Again, sort of movement keys. And you're generally peeking at the vertical route, whether it's a go or a post or whatever it might be. Also note, the Browns run it. Ton of this stuff, a ton. Just going through, looking for those routes today. I hadn't realized just how many flood type concepts they run. It's
a ton, yeah.
Yeah, four or five a game, easy.
This is a pretty solid coverage on this, to be honest. I mean, corner jumps number two. It's just the ball is left inside a little bit and doesn't get intercepted. I think this might be Case Keenum. No, Fant can really run, man. This is Case Keenum. No, this is Drew Locke. Three is Drew Locke. So this must have been 19. Or so. Is Locke a rookie in 19? I can't even remember anymore. Ooh, but he gets lucky because that's a dicey throw, man. Cornerback, and I don't – just kind of perfectly shielded, unlucky break for the defense on that one. Let's talk Mills concept, popular – Florida concept back in the Steve Spurrier days, man. They used to crush with this thing. It is a dig route by number two and then a vertical corner bang eight by the outside guy. You're putting stress on this free safety or strong or whatever side you want to run it to. Decide who you want to cover, man. Do you want to jump the dig? Because if you jump the dig, we're going to throw it over the top. If you want to sit back, we're going to hit the dig in the window that comes open.
Yeah.
Great example. Go ahead.
Oh, this is another great triangle read, too, with that shallow coming under. A lot of people call this an NCAA concept, so it's just any combination of a post, a dig, and an underneath shallow. And again, you can – if you want to take a shot, you can read your safety for the dig, for the post. If you want something more intermediate, you can read the underneath defenders, like the hook defenders in cover three between the shallow and the dig again, sort of like you're reading the drive concept. This is a two high killer. You get rid of the safety with that dig route, and then you've got the corner chasing that bang eight or that skinny post from outside leverage on an inside breaking route. It's a ton of space to cover.
This is a great throw from Baker, man. Especially staring down pressure, feeling the safety jump the dig, like he sees here, putting this ball perfectly over the top. It's a really great throw his rookie year. I was like, oh. There might be something there with this
guy. Might be something with this kid, huh?
Might be something with this kid. Just classic post wheel. It's a popular concept that covers all grade levels. You love to run it at younger levels because you can get gullible defensive backs to bite on double moves, right? You want to sell the out route and turn up.
So we are a cover four base defense. I'm talking my high school defense. I coordinate here, and a day one call we put in pre-snap is alert switch. Anytime we have a number two in the slot of the potential to get this post wheel, or we call them switch concepts. Our kids pre-snap, they see a number two in the slot, alert switch, because it's a mother effort to teach high school kids to pick this up and pass it off correctly.
Mother effort at college and NFL levels.
Yeah, there too. It's just another zone killer. It's nice against cover three because you're gonna drain out the coverage. You're gonna use that post route to clear out the corner, and you know, via your rules, your buzz defender to that side has to carry the wheel route, and it doesn't happen very often.
Does not. Good ball here too, right in time. Break tendencies, four verts, wildly popular concept all the way back to young levels. I mean, it's all over Madden. Everyone run deep. Hey, everyone go deep on one. Schoolyard football. There are teaching points to this. If you get open coverage, sometimes if you get open coverage, teams don't want to push vertical against open coverage, so they'll call a breaker. When I was playing at the college level, we would tag a breaker side. If you got open coverage, you would break it off at 12 and dig across. Some people will sit them down and just hitch spots. Some people, like I said, will dig them. Some people will, if they get true cover four read, they will squat their outside guys on certain tags just based on whatever look they get for the week. Typically, you'll have a check release from the back. If his guy doesn't come, he'll break one way or the other based on his choice, calling this a choice route. There's so many different playbooks, but you know, the general idea for quarterbacks is you're coming back. If you get a close coverage look, you get single high, look the safety off, and come back the other direction. Think, should have put this one in, honestly, but think Rashard Higgins' touchdown against the Colts first half, right? It was just a vertical four verts concept, and Baker held the safety with his eyes and throws a touchdown to Higgins from number two. I think it was actually out of empty he did that. Now, in 3-by-1, it's a little different instead of 2-by-2. And it can work on the goal line, too, you'll see here. You're trying to hit landmarks, right? You're trying to stretch the defense vertically, typically, is what you're trying to do. It's for, you know, landmarks. Some teams will call these benders. They'll bend them back inside, right? Some teams will. If you got open coverage, they'll call them benders. If you got, you know, if you got a single high safety, you're trying to make this guy make a decision, and then you're trying to keep him vertical to stay away from him. But if you get a safety here and a safety here, you know, you can bend it back inside around the hook coverage and sit it down inside there. Now, if it's out of 3-by-1, which we see here, since we don't have a guy in this spot right here, to the left of the quarterback, you just work your way across and get to the same landmark.
This is called a special route.
Yep.
All good special.
So, quarterback's reading. You get a chase technique from the backer here. He's turning his back. Hey, man, if his back's turned, his head's turned, put it up there and let your guy go get it. Pretty good throw from Dak, who was having just a stellar year before he got hurt, man.
Mm-hmm.
He was dicing people up. This is a four verts look from true 2-by-2 coming up. Chiefs are in.
The Tampa 2.
Yep. Deep middle chaser. The film quality is pretty terrible, I'm sorry. But, you can see the stretch it's putting on defenses here.
Yeah, let's see how they and you got the safety, number two.
Yep. That's the goal. Stretch safeties, make them cover too much of the field. This is called Yankee concept. Usually going to get some sort of double quick move here. Could be a shimmy, could be two plant, inside, outside foot, get back to the post with a long cross over the top, an over route that puts a bind here. Atlanta used to run this like crazy with Julio Jones. So tough to cover on this concept. He'll stem. You can see that hard inside stem, both sides. He's just tough to cover across the field, man. It's a concept the Browns should be running more of. They ran a little bit of it last year, but not as much as they should.
Yeah, we saw it. What the Browns really like doing with that deep over is obviously I'll play action. They'll make it look like a post, and then they'll move them back to the corner. It's actually really it's cool the way they set it up. Sometimes they'll run it with the post route like you see here, and then they'll have some sort of flat route or Jarvis Landry coming under the formation like a swap boot. But they'll alternate between the post and alternate between running the corner there. The team starts sitting on it.
And they will. They do. Yeah, Julio's just a difficult cover.
Yeah.
Right. So now this is a leak concept, which is an extremely popular NFL concept right now, especially for teams that run the offense the way the Browns do. What you're doing is selling outside zone one direction. Now, what makes it extremely difficult is it looks like the tight end is a part of that zone blocking scheme, as they typically are. They're going to go the direction that the run action is going. Popularly, the way you hash it out with your defense is, hey, they're going to boot off of it and throw play side. Okay, if they play action, they're coming out play side naked, and they're going to throw it. They're going to throw it that direction. So teams got smart and said, hey, why don't we just send that tight end who's running that course anyway up the opposite sideline, right? Pretty easy thing to do based on what the scheme is. This is at the college level, North Dakota State. Okay. Just watch 82 here. No one recognizes him. What it does is it gets out. No one recognizes him. Now, the Browns tried this 3 or 4 times last year. Didn't have any success with it. They tried it. Didn't have much success with it. It depends. You catch the right team at the right time. Shanahan kills people with this concept. They do it to George Kittle all the time. But, yeah, I mean, you're booting away from it. It's like just – I mean, it's essentially a boot throwback. It's it's just dressed up really nicely.
So now,
go ahead.
Oh, so one of the reasons it works so well in this offense is because when you're playing teams that play a lot of cover three, it takes advantage of their robot rules. So their linebackers, their underneath defenders are taut. When they see play action, they're going to punch out. They're literally going to turn and sprint towards a landmark. So generally, that landmark is going to be opposite the direction of the play. So
watch
they just
these two here.
Yeah, you can see everyone's backs turned right there. So they're just not in a position to see the tailback when he blocks for that two paws and then leaks out the field there.
Nobody sees him. It's hard. It's hard to cover.
Yeah, absolutely.
If your quarterback's got to be committed, I think this is Trey Lance here. Your quarterback's got to be committed to it too. He can't peek. He's got to have his eyes play side and then set and find him. It's a nice job by Lance. This is going to probably be in his 49ers playbook on day one. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Titans also ran a ton of it.
Yeah, all your Shanahan. Shanahan offenses, they all have it in.
This one's fun because they say, we're not going to run a backside tight end on it. What we're going to do here is we're going to let this front side tight end do it. We're going to sit him in here. They call it get in the muck and then sneak out. Watch. Nobody notices that guy sneaking out of there, man.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen that before.
I haven't seen it either, but I was looking at tape of some of these examples. I was like, oh, that's okay. It is fun. That's why Arthur Motes has a head coaching job now. Mm-hmm. So there's that. This was fun, John. There's a ton of concepts here, man. We covered many, many things. If there's one that you guys know and you want to see, or you know a play and you would be interested in what it's called, some of the teaching points, let us know. We would be happy to help answer any of those. If you're on the podcast version and what we said in here doesn't make sense, as usual, hit me up and we'll be more than happy to help you with it. John, thanks for this, man. This was good.
Yeah, of course. As always, thank you for having me on, Jake. I appreciate it.
Of course, guys. Of course. Check out Twitch. We are on Twitch. I'm going to keep reminding you at the end of every podcast or live session. Go to Twitch. There is a link in this podcast and this video on YouTube to go there and subscribe. That's where all of our live content. So when John and I do Chalk Talks during the season, we'll be doing it on Twitch. It'll be available on YouTube the next day, but the live stuff will be on Twitch. Make sure you go there and check those out and join us on that new streaming platform, which is the best streaming platform, live stream platform, and we want to take advantage of that and make it a better experience for you guys. So thanks for hanging out with us again. If you have questions, hit us up. We'll answer anything, and if anything needs clarified in the comments of this video on YouTube, we will help out in there as well. Appreciate all of you for joining us. Until we talk next time, and as usual, go Browns.
Go Browns.